Circle Wednesday, November 3 on your calendar because that's when voters will head to the polls to elect a new mayor. A by-election is needed after former Mayor Fraser Tolmie resigned to run as a Conservative Party candidate in the 2021 federal election in September. Count. Don Lunning will be acting mayor until November. City Council approved the by-election date during its August 23 regular meeting. City administration recommended that date so the mayor-elect could be involved in the 2022 budgeting process while also giving the city clerk's office time to prepare. Acting City Clerk Tracy Whitke, the by-election returning officer, presented a report about what the community can expect in the coming months. While most public health restrictions have been lifted in Saskatchewan, the pandemic will still affect how the by-election is run, Whitke said. For example, the pool of election workers, often seniors, could be restricted, while voters might be hesitant to vote due to lineups. Therefore, similar to the 2020 municipal election, efforts will be made to address safety issues, including encouraging residents to vote using mail-in ballots. City Hall received 350 mail-in ballots during the November election. The city clerk's office is looking at two factors that could affect the vote: inclement weather and a fiscally responsible budget, she continued. Cold temperatures and major snowfalls could hinder voter turnout, as it did on Election Day last November, while the budget needs to be cost-effective so an equitable and ethical election can be maintained. Election costs: city administration expects to spend $59,774 on this by-election, including $1,500 to advertise via the radio. Meanwhile, City Hall spent $67,972.70 during the 2020 municipal election and spent the same amount on advertising on the radio. City Hall will ask for nominations starting on Wednesday, September 15, while candidates will have until 4 p.m. on Wednesday, September 29, to file their nomination papers. The city of Moose Jaw will be split into four quadrants and the 25,915 eligible residents will cast their ballots at either the Exhibition Company Convention Center or Church of Our Lady Catholic Church on South Hill. Voters will have from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. to vote. Voting location: school-based polls are no longer being used due to traffic safety and security, said Whitke. Meanwhile, the convention center will be a super poll with three polling stations since it is large, has parking, is on a bus route, allows for effective on-site supervision, and ensures technical issues can be addressed quickly. Although ridership was light during the 2020 municipal election, it is suggested that the same service be offered this year, she added. For residents who want to vote ahead of time, the Town and Country Mall will host advance polls from Tuesday, October 26 to Saturday, October 30, excluding Friday, October 29. From 1 to 6 p.m. a hospital poll will be set up at Dr. F.H. Wigmore Regional Hospital on November 3 for 1.5 hours so residents there can vote. Care home residents: residents who live in a care home will have the chance to cast a ballot by mail in voting. Whitke pointed out that experience from the 2020 municipal election showed establishing polling places at care homes was not ideal. This is because some residents were uncomfortable with an election official coming in during a pandemic, while a 1 or 2 hour special poll was not long enough to vote. Thus, building administrators will be taught how to help residents fill out ballots. Meanwhile, voters with physical disabilities or limited mobility and who have a caregiver can vote via a mobile poll on Saturday, October 30, from 1 to 6 p.m. Registration of voters: City Hall plans to register voters at the advance polls or on Election Day rather than preparing a voters list. This type of registration is similar to what officials used for the 2020 municipal election, said Whitke. The names of candidates will be arranged in alphabetical order on the ballot, she continued. However, City Hall does not plan to include their occupation. Legislation changed and made including occupations optional, nor will candidates be expected to provide a criminal record check. For voters who travel by bus, City Hall plans to provide free transit services on the by-election day. The estimated cost to provide this free service is $1,300. The next regular council meeting is Monday, September 13.